What's up? Train 2.0 Nation. We have had a little bit of a delay from the podcast, and that is 100% because I've been so slammed with pros and midget players and junior players flying in from out of town to train with me the last 3-4 weeks. It's been utterly insane, and I gotta be honest with you, it was a struggle. It was a struggle to keep up. There was just so much demand that it was a struggle to keep up with the content. But I have some free time this week. We are working on the downhill skating system course, and we're able to get back into a rhythm, getting caught up on emails, texts, content. I know you guys have been missing the podcast, so here it is. What we're going to talk about today is an interesting effect with the downhill skating and how we are literally changing the game. And you've heard me say this before, but what you guys are going to see here is that the downhill skating movement is an analogy for how we're going to change the rest of the game. There's a really interesting thing going on, is that in the world of hockey, people have been doing the same thing for years. Literally the same thing, with the same mindset, the same mechanics, and I'm not sure if they expect a different result or if they're just doing it on autopilot. The drones are on autopilot. And the reason I focused in on the downhill skating system is because of something called the Dahlin effect. Now, if you don't remember what the Dahlin effect is, it's that average NHL skill plus downhill skating equals NHL phenom. Now, let's remember, when I say average NHL skill, I don't mean average skill. I mean average NHL skill. If I were to look at Dahlin, his shot's okay. It's good. It's not impressive. His stick handling's okay. Keeps up with his skating because he's a downhill skater. But it's not out of this world. It's not Kane stick handling. I'd say it's pretty average NHL skill. But his downhill skating, you add that to the mix, you create an NHL phenom. That is the Dahlin effect. And it might be too that the downhill skating actually ends up creating the average NHL skill shot and stick handling. Because the downhill skating is the base, it's the lead domino. It's also the most visual thing. It's the thing that you can look at and know that there was a change. You can really see it. So the reason I chose the downhill skating system as our biggest leverage point for changing the world is because you're going to be able to see the difference that a change in mindset, a change in the way of doing things, what that creates, the effect that that creates. Because it's so visual, we'll be able to change people's minds, we'll be able to change what people think is possible. And when we do that, we're going to open up the door, just a sliver, to change their minds on how the entire game of hockey is played, coached, and lived. And then you're going to start to see things like discussions around research and evidence-based science and best practices and positive mindsets and optimism and loving yourself and gratitude. You're going to see all these things when we open the door with the downhill skating system. And how this factors into you is, as a downhill skater or a future downhill skater, the biggest challenge here isn't a physical one. In fact, that's going to be the easiest part. Learning the downhill skating system is actually more natural and more easy than anything you've ever done. That's the fun part, because you align yourself with a force called gravity. when you use this force, it feels so good. You cannot stop. It is effortless. It is enjoyable, and you'll love every moment of it. The biggest challenge is the mindset. Your whole life, you've been taught to do one thing. Push. Try hard. Have tension. The biggest challenge is overcoming this way of thinking that you've always thought. And it's not your fault, because the drone coach has told you this. And it's not the drone coach's fault either, because they didn't know. They didn't have the advantage of a movement like this. They didn't have the advantage of technology to unite the best thinkers in the game. So your biggest challenge is going to be, how do you convince yourself to let go of the old way of thinking? The thing is, you won't have to convince yourself at all. It's a matter of letting go. It's a matter of letting gravity, letting that force take over and consume you. It's a matter of trusting your body, trusting yourself, trusting in God, the universe, that divine force, whatever you want to call it. Because truthfully, that is going to take you where you want to go. This is the summer. This is the summer where you break free from the illusion of who you are. And the illusion that other coaches, other players, other parents have of you and who you can become. You break free of that. You start listening to your own voice. You start listening to who you are truthfully on the inside, and it starts with downhill skating. This is the start. This is the, because what's gonna happen is you're gonna roll into training camp, you're gonna roll into tryouts, you're gonna roll into your team this year, and they're gonna say, what happened? And when you tell them and they don't believe you at first, create a sliver of doubt in their heads about the way that they've been doing it. And some people are going to be angered by your improvements, and that's part of it. That's how you know it's working. Some people are going to be shocked, and others will be pleased. And that's how you know who's on your team and who's against you. This is the summer of you. This is the summer where you realize your full potential, because you're no longer fighting yourself. You're aligning yourself with the force called gravity. I'm so excited to have you guys on this ride. If you guys are listening to this and it's still June, you have an opportunity to get on the wait list for the downhill skating system. We're releasing that July 1st, and it is going to change the way that you've thought about skating. Your entire life. What we did was we took downhill skating version 1, which is a course I created a couple months ago. We reshot everything in beautiful high definition in 60 frames per second. And there is brand new commentary addressing your every question, your every concern, comparing to NHLer mechanics. And of course, Rasmus Dahlin wouldn't be the Dahlin effect without Rasmus Dahlin. Remember that that's average NHL skill, which is created by the downhill skating system, plus downhill skating equals NHL phenom. What's that going to equal for you? What does downhill skating mean for you this season? And you can get access to that. It's going to be released July 1st. So excited for you guys to see this and really, really unlock. It's been a wild ride for me, sharing these principles with pros who have spent their entire lives being taught power skating principles, and watching as they their eyes open to what they are actually potentially able to become. It's been fun unlocking my own skating. Mechanics that I didn't think were possible gaps I didn't think I could hit, skills I didn't think I could do. But I always wondered, is this my limit? Am I just not good enough? Why can't I do this? Am I not deserving? These are questions that plagued me. And I realized that when it's all downhill, when you align yourself with that force called gravity, it is all so easy, so fun, and so effortless. I'm excited for you to take part. Thank you for listening today, and make sure you get on that waiting list. And if you are a Train 2.0 member, I love you. Thank you for being on this ride. And you guys will get access to the downhill skating system too. Smart, smart people. Smart, smart people. Thanks for listening again, and we'll see you. And I guess we won't see you. We'll chat. We'll chat soon. I'm sure you're going to come and visit the YouTube and the Instagrams to see what we're doing with Train 2.0. We'll chat then.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.